Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us once again at Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right out of Denver, Colorado. And, of course, as you know, we have the daylight savings time, and it's dark outside. The sun's gone down. You can't see the mountains. The cold definitely hit the frost on the pumpkin this morning, so to speak. And as I got up, my neighbor said, well, your namesake is now taking a toll across the high country. And I said, yeah, Frosty Wooldridge, definitely it's getting a little colder, and that's the way it is. I want to thank you once again for joining us, and I want to go over some of the things that have been happening this week. NumbersUSA.com has been so fantastic that, of course, it is one of the, if not the major reason for defeating the DREAM Act 2 weeks ago, and certainly the amnesty in June. And just this week, for all of you who sent your faxes in and called, you have just made Dianne Feinstein withdraw her ags job bill from the main bill, the farm bill, so that that stopped the immediate amnesty for 1.5 million illegal alien workers and their wives and children, which... Roy Beck came to Denver this week and said that would have easily given 3 million illegal aliens more amnesties. And they could bring in more of their own, because once they get in, they simply chain migrate. And I saw and spoke to Roy Beck this last weekend on Sunday, and he just came in and he's talking to a bunch of... I guess you could say high rollers and a lot of support people here in Denver. And he just gave them a jaw-dropping understanding that everything that's happening in this country today, all the negatives, are due to massive, unending migration, both legal and illegal. We are importing the poor of the world, he said. We are importing criminals. We are reporting the illiterate. We're importing... the diseases. We are really importing the demise of America. And he said, we have to change it. And since he started NumbersUSA.com back in 97, and I joined in 99 with a small group of about 18 of us, we met at Hilton Head or near Hilton Head, South Carolina, and plotted what we were going to do. He's really stopped about, I think, altogether 54 amnesties. During the 90s, there were like seven major amnesties given after the 86 amnesty. And he said, we got to stop this because we're going to get overrun and we're going to be in deep, deep trouble. And this man is a visionary. Roy Beck, one of the great American citizens, as great in my eyes as certainly Ben Franklin, John Adams. I mean, he understands what we're facing. And he's out there on the front lines. He's a battler. And thankfully, he has become very successful. We now have 510,000 members at NumbersUSA.com, and I invite each and every one of you to tell your friends, tell your moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and everybody else, get outside the choir. We need to get more choir members. So you have to go and work for the unconverted. And the key is, and I was on the Don Markwell show in Alabama today and thank Jeff Sessions, the senator from Alabama, for his great work. And a lot of the people that were on that show, they came in with some great questions in Alabama there. They're getting overrun. And so you can't sit back and, gee, hope that somebody's going to do something. You have to, again, get out there and talk to the unconverted. Everywhere I go, I have my Stop Illegal Immigration T-shirt. Of course, any of you can get that T-shirt. $15 will get you the T-shirt. I'll also send you a lot of the Numbers USA cards, plus the little what to and how to do, P.O. Box 209, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. That's P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. Make the checks out to Frosty Wooldridge and get your size, and I'll get it right back to you. Tonight we have a great guest, but before we get to the guest, I'm going to talk about one of the big problems coming into this country, and it's starting to really show, Chagas disease. You ain't going to like it. Be right back after these messages.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Once again, we always have the good, the bad, and the ugly, and certainly on this show, I try to unearth them. I found out today that the Southern Poverty Law Center has featured me as some kind of a really terrible person and a nativist and all those other things. And in reality, I am a realist. I am a man of intense integrity. I'm a man that will stand up and look you in the eye and shake your hand. And if you're a good person, you're going to know it, and I'm going to know it in you. And I'm also standing alongside of the U.S. Constitution, the great men and women who brought that thing into being with mutual support of each other. I can imagine Thomas Jefferson going home to his wife every night going, "Oh my gosh," or John Adams or James Madison or Alexander Hamilton or Ben Franklin or certainly Martha Washington and George Washington. Let me tell you, there were some great frustrating points there, but the fact is I stand with that great document. It is the greatest governance in the world. Can you imagine what we'd be like right now if we were like Pakistan? Can you imagine what we'd be like if we were in Syria? Can you imagine if you were a woman right now and you were in a Muslim country? Your rights are nil. You are used and abused. You can be stoned for adultery. You have to go out with a burqa on, can't be seen in public. You couldn't possibly wear a bathing suit at the beach. And you are really crushed as to your individuality. That is the horrid aspect of Sharia law. And so I stand, and if somebody wants to attack me, then they have to attack the U.S. Constitution. And, of course, as I've said, I always am against illegal alien migration, not legal, because it is legal. But I'm also trying to change it. We do not need to continue to bring in 1 million people from third world countries into this country to simply destroy our own country's ability to sustain itself and to maintain itself and to maintain our culture. The time of mass immigration is over. As I've said before, it's like a man who can eat a lot of donuts when he was 12 years old because he could burn them all off. But when he's 55 years old, you just can't keep eating those donuts because you'll get fat, you'll have a heart attack, you'll have diabetes, and you'll die early, or you'll be very uncomfortable. This country is in a very uncomfortable situation right now. And one of the things that's happening with this massive immigration from the third world is now coming to the forefront. And I wrote about this about 2 or 3 years ago. I've traveled throughout South America, as you can imagine. I've seen all of the aspects of it. Chagas disease, or Chagas disease, is a T. cruzi parasite that affects between 14 and 18 million South Americans. It kills 50,000 a year, and now, because of immigration unending and illegal, and I'm reading from the L.A. Clinic of the L.A. Times, the deadly parasite illness, seen mostly in Latin America, can lead to heart failure. In fact, that's what it does. The little T. cruzi parasite goes in and hooks up into the heart and simply kills the heart. By the end of October, 253 people in 30 states had tested positive to the parasite. And Los Angeles County Hospitals opened the first clinic in the country devoted to studying and treating Chagas disease. Virtually, you can't detect it. It's a deadly parasitic illness that has been the leading cause of heart failure in Latin America. Yes, 50,000 deaths a year. And is now being seen in immigrant communities in the United States of America. And, of course, unless Chagas is treated early, little can be done to halt its advance, yet because 10 to 20 years can pass before heart or gastrointestinal complications develop, many people don't realize they're infected with what has been called a silent killer. And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on with this whole deal is that you and I are going to be paying for more and more of these hundreds, tens, or whatever cases we have in this country. I'm sure it's in the 100 has just been detected. If it affects 18 million down there in South America and kills 50,000 a year, you better believe it's going to be starting to do its thing over here. And it talks about the parasitic illness can also pass from mother to child at birth and through blood or organ transfusions, which have become the main source of infection in Latin American cities. In December, the U.S. Drug and Drug Administration approved a test for screening. Of course, they still can't quite get it. And there's already been 7 deaths here in the United States of Americans who had blood transfusions. So not only do we have the crisis of tuberculosis, we have the crisis of Chagas, we have the crisis of hepatitis, we have the exotic Newcastle disease. Again, as you bring in more and more of these people from third world countries, they continue their own way of life, and we are going to be the recipients of this, and this is going to cost us even more millions of dollars and destroy virtually our medical system. So as Roy Beck said on Sunday, we're putting ourselves in great danger as a civilization, certainly as a society in so many realms. Now tonight we have an outstanding guest, and I'm sorry that I missed him a couple times when he came through, but he's a man who just simply loves his kids, and he grew up with his parents traveling, and he's a motel and restaurant businesses, and he was from Ski Lodge in Crested Butte, Colorado, which I know very well, into New Mexico. So he knows where he's an American who's been around Colorado, Parker Strip. He's been to Iowa, where he finished up his high school. And he's a participant in the the Minuteman Project, of course. And he's a man who simply is wanting to defend his country. Welcome to the show, Buck Younger. Thank you very much for joining us from Phoenix, Arizona, sir. And I'm glad to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Frosty.
Well, I'd like to just have you give us a little rundown, Buck, on why you got involved in this country's fight to save itself from the Mexican invasion, how you're feeling about that situation down there in Phoenix, and just kind of give us an overview.
Well, it was pretty easy, and it came about by accident. I happened to be watching Good Morning America, and they had stated that the fastest-growing immigration community in the country today, you won't believe what county it is. And they went to commercial, and they came back, and it says Ottumwa, Iowa. That's where I was born and raised. That almost knocked me out of my chair because I know that's not the case. The people there are very devastated by it.
Well, there's no question. Of course, that's the heartland, if I remember correctly. I've been through Iowa, probably well over 100 times on a bicycle and or my motorcycle or my 18-wheeler or even in a car. I have crossed through Iowa at least 100 times in my life, being a very traveling type of man. And so why hasn't Iowa spoken up, stood up, gotten angry, kind of like Oklahoma at this point?
Well, you know, they kind of don't know which direction to go. They know something's wrong, but they don't know exactly what it is. They pretty much have a media blackout there. And the town is ran by a company called Cargill. And if you can think back in, to the 50s and 60s, how business and things were done in small towns, this town has never developed. And they're under the impression that the illegals that are there are not illegals, that they're actually fruit pickers from Texas. This was a town that years ago, when I grew up there, that you could take off on a bicycle and leave in the morning and come back at dinner time and there was no problems. And no worries, and that's changed there. I've lived out here something close to 30 years, or actually a little over. I watched how Phoenix has became disarray. When I first moved out here, we didn't have the problems that we have now. Now, no matter where you go, I was at the bank today, and I counted 17 people that appeared to me to be Hispanic. And out of those 17, I listened, and 14 of them were speaking Spanish instead of English. And, it's just that kind of torment and that kind of projection that Phoenix has now. No matter where you go, the illegals are here, and they're here. They've got their heels dug in. They're in every aspect of a business that there is here in Arizona. And it's just that the rest of the country hasn't felt it yet.
Well, you know, so much of the country has felt it. As a matter of fact, Governor Spitzer, whom I attacked in my latest column that was published on Monday, called How to Pee... off Americans. We all know that one. How to really upset Americans. And Governor Spitzer has put through an executive order to allow illegal aliens the ability to gain a driver's license, which then allows them to be a motor voter, which then allows them to get onto planes. And in other words, gives more fraud the ability to and legitimizes their illegality. And even Hillary, who's out to lunch most of the time, is supporting that thing or at least not condemning it. And yet 80% of New York, and even I think Rudy Giuliani was not too happy with giving illegal aliens a driver's license. So what is the disconnect here? Because there are plenty, and I know Russell Pierce there is making huge big laws in Phoenix and certainly in Arizona. Why wouldn't a place like Iowa start mimicking or certainly imitating what's going on in Oklahoma, which is they're driving those illegals right out of Oklahoma at a very fast rate now because of that new law?
Yeah, you betcha. Well, Iowa, I went back there for the March for America, Let Freedom Ring. I had campaigned roughly about 5 weeks before the date. I had a little over 35 people show up, and I had put out over 5,000 flyers. They're in a comfort zone. They don't realize the devastation and the danger that they're in. The ones that do, I've talked to many of them. I end up staying past the summer, actually a month and 3 weeks longer than what I'd planned to help Tom Tancredo out. And they don't know what's happening. They've been snowballed. The local ones, the ones that I talk on a personal basis, if they've been personally touched by this illegal immigration, then they're up in arms about it. But they don't have no guidance which way to go. And they're kind of lost.
I guess when you have been so used to being America and Americana, you just can't imagine that Andy of Mayberry in a hometown situation is just getting lifted out from underneath you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Buck Younger out of Phoenix, Arizona. We're going to be right back and go deeper into this after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Again, we are doing the good, the bad, and the ugly. Buck, we've got a caller from Iowa that could give us a little lowdown. Carrie out of Iowa, you want to give a little rundown on what you're thinking or what's going on in Iowa from your perspective since you live there?
Hi, Buck. Hi, Frosty. This is Carrie from Iowa.
Pleasure.
Hi. Hey, Buck, first of all, it's an honor to speak with you, and thank you for everything your organization, RAIA, is doing for our country. It's an honor. For me, I believe it starts from the top down, meaning the political leaders, not just in our state, but across the nation. In our state in particular, our governor supports, and he's harboring illegal aliens. And there are many mayors across Iowa that are doing the same thing.
Well, my question is, Carrie, why? I mean, their kids have got to go to school with this horde of Spanish-speaking, virtually illiterate children who have illiterate parents, and the crime and the drugs and the rapes that are going on, the diseases that they're bringing in. Why would these same mayors out of these cities in Iowa turn right around and just literally undermine their own citizens?
I can't answer that, Frosty. I fight with this every day. I follow Congressman Tancredo across Iowa. We run into this every single day, and I am dumbfounded by the way that Iowans are acting. these leaders are acting, and America needs to wake up.
Well, they certainly do need to wake up, because if the thing is, Carrie, we're in a race right now.
Yes,
Iowa
are.
Is no different than Phoenix, Arizona. In Des Moines, Iowa, you know, with Steve King, he's very much aware of what's going on. And as we did the 21st Century Paul Revere ride last summer, he was right there and made all those the speeches about the drunken driving deaths and the murders and the killing deaths of American citizens by illegals. Iowa is really going to be on the front lines just as bad a shape as Phoenix within, what, a couple of years. And that's why I just don't understand why citizens of Iowa just don't get this thing now rather than later.
I don't get it either, and I agree with Buck. I think unless you're personally affected, it's a non-issue.
I believe that I was just now starting to see the effects that we've had close to 10 years ago. They're going to start seeing the violence. They're going to start seeing the breaking and entries, the car theft, the drugs, the rapes. They're going to start seeing that. And as far as asking about the governor and the mayors, what I believe is they've sold their souls for big business, for the money at hand, and they think that they're going to raise that their children, it's going to be a better life for them because they're going to have more money in their pocket. Well, that's not going to be the case, because their kids are going to be in the same boat that a lot of people are suffering right now. It just hasn't caught up with them yet.
Boy, that's a fact. It really hasn't. Well, Carrie, if you can. And whatever you're doing out there, I know Buck has been out to Iowa, and he's been working on this thing. He's been supporting Tom Tancredo.
Thank you.
Actually, whatever you can do, of course, send everybody to my website to get that 26-point action plan. But whatever, we need to gain more Americans into numbersusa.com, alipac.us, thesocialcontract.com, certainly firecoalition.com. And your do you have an organization that we could give the website out there in Iowa right now so folks could respond?
Honestly, I just work for Mr. Tancredo, so it's just www.teamtancredo.org, and I'm the Iowa organization.
Well, wonderful. And teamtancredo.org, ladies and gentlemen, whatever we do, let's make some impact in Iowa and the Iowa caucuses, because they're coming up in less than, what, 70 days?
Yes.
They're coming like a freight train. And I watched CNN today, and I watched Ron Paul. They can't figure out why he's jumping up in the polls also, because he said, we need to get out of Iraq, get out of the Middle East, and quit, you know, stirring up the beehive. And that's the same common sense. And, of course, Tom Tancredo has a very similar appreciation for that. So we have really got to make sure that we support certainly Tom Tancredo in Iowa, and support American leaders who are really getting down and really giving us what we need to want and what we want, and that is our country back and our rule of law, and stop this invasion. Carrie, thank you for your service there in Iowa. Please get in touch with me anytime, and I'll see what I can do to help out.
Thank you. It's been an honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Buck, do you have anything more to say about Iowa? Because you've been there visiting, and you really kind of get some grassroots appreciation.
Yes, I've got a couple things here, but I wanted to mention about Tom there, that Tom Tancredo, I've been following him long before he announced that he was going to run for president. And,
I've been side by side with him.
You bet. I like his thoughts on immigration, and I believe if it wasn't for Tom, right now, none of these candidates would be talking about illegal immigration.
Oh, that's
because
correct.
Of Tom. It's the reason why they are. I met Tom Tancredo down on the border of Glenn Spencer. Glenn Spencer is a heck of a good old boy. He's to the cause very good. You can't get no closer to Mexico without leaving the United States, being on his ranch. I met Tom Tancredo there. Talked with him. He's a very fine, right from the hip gentleman. I've met Tom in Iowa. I've met him in Ottumwa, Iowa. I've met him in Ames, Iowa, and. He's a good old boy, and
he knows what we're feeling. He knows how we're being affected. You know, I know Tom Tancredo for the last, I guess, 8-9 years now since he's been in. He was the lone voice, and he is a straight shooting, straightforward, very intelligent, very sharp, quick, great wit. He's always had standing ovations when I've seen him speak. Buck, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. You can call in at 1-800-313-9443 and ask questions of Buck Younger from Phoenix. We can effectively stop the illegal immigration invasion of America. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us once again. We're talking with Buck Younger out of Phoenix, Arizona, and Carrie in Iowa. Thank you very much. And, of course, great blessings go out to Steve King of Iowa, the congressman, the U.S. congressman there, who is one of the stalwarts in the U.S. Congress also that really knows the deadly consequences that we face in this nation if we allow this immigration invasion, both legal and illegal, to continue to swamp this country with all these cultures, with all this crime, with all this underhanded and everything else that goes with it. And I'm astounded that anybody can't figure it out because, Buck, no question, Tom Tancredo was the clarion call 8 years ago when he first got into to Congress, and he just beat the bush, and he finally woke up a nation, and that's why we actually have this thing on the front burner. It's on the top four issues in the country right now.
Yeah, you betcha. Thank goodness for old Tom.
Now, you've got the RAIA there in Phoenix, and you are working all over the place. Give us a rundown and what's happening and how you're working on that and what's the organization and even websites, if you can.
Well, it's writersagainstillegalaliens.com. We do a lot of support for different other organizations. 3 weeks ago, we had a rally for Officer Erfel. He was shot by an illegal alien.
Yeah, in the face,
little,
if I remember correctly.
Boys.
Yeah.
And we had a rally and raised some money up for the kids' scholarship. We're strong in the Ramos and Compion movement. I know the family personally. Great people. I've been in their home. Been in their home for several days, actually. And I watched Ojo pick up the guitar and play it. I watched how his family interacts. I know Nacho, and I know the history of what happened. And this is an old boy that was that's been burned by the establishment and burned for doing his job. And it's also not just for Bush's glory, but he's appointed an old boy by the name of Johnny Satan, actually Johnny Sutton. We call him Johnny Satan.
Yeah.
He's been involved with a bunch of mishaps down on the border, and one of them is prosecuting our federal agents that are there to protect us.
Well, Johnny Sutton not only prosecuted Campion and Ramos, and I've met the wives, Patty, I think, and Monica.
Monica.
Yeah, I met Monica, and I met Joe also, the father-in-law. And, I mean, these are American folks here, ladies and gentlemen. And also Hernandez got thrown in jail, I believe. Wasn't it Hernandez also prosecuted by Johnny Sutton?
I believe there's like five of them now that Sutton's has put the moves on. And it's to glorify his spot down there. And also, you know, they can't get these laws passed. So, you know, what I believe that they're doing with Bush and everybody else is, I'll tell you what, I've talked to the Border Patrol agents, and they're losing about 20 officers a month. And it's because, I'll tell you, it's because they're afraid to react. And if they don't react in the right way with the quickness, without having second thoughts, they could get killed.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
So they're leaving their position. Monica, she was here last month. We let her into the rally up in Cave Creek. And, you know, we've got an appeal coming up in December. And hopefully America will wake up and these congressmen will wake up and they'll do something and let Nacho out. You know, when he was arrested, what the country don't know is they could have arrested him at work when he came in to hit his time card. But that wasn't the case. They went to his house, full military SWAT tactics, blew open the door, went in there, guns on everybody. They've got three sweet little kids, man, and they're traumatized. The little boy has nightmares every night. And, you know, it's nothing needed to be done that way except for publicity for Johnny Sutton.
Oh, yeah, and that kind of underhandedness has really been a part of the entire administration's style lately. Buck, we've got a call from John out of California who might give us some more enlightenment. John, you're out there in California. You have some comments or a question of Buck Younger.
Yeah, I live here in Southern California, and we're just overrun. And one of the things that worries me is that in the schools, there's a 50% graduation rate at best. And that's where the families have been here for a while, and the kids basically were born and grew up here that are out of that culture, and the illegals is far worse. I have a feeling what elites are trying to do is dumb down the population so much that they can take over like they have and like the elites have in Latin America. And
sure.
The way they're doing
money
it, we're not going to be
rolling.
Much different. I see it, you know, I see it every day out here. And I don't know what to do about it, but if we get a large enough population that can't think critically and doesn't understand our system and doesn't understand how free people live, we're not going to be free. And it doesn't matter how much we care about our country, we will be outnumbered.
John, you make the quintessential statement of the 21st century, and that is a fact. We are being essentially overrun, and we soon will become outnumbered, and they will have the ability at some point to use our Constitution against us. And that is the most frightening part of this thing, because when you let massive third world corruption, and I've said it before, it's called third world momentum, flood into a country like ours, you are going to have a result much like what those people left, they will reinstitute here in our own country. And there's no question. They're going to outnumber us by 2050, and we will be, Americans, both black and white, and Chinese, and even Koreans, and many of the other immigrants here will be outnumbered by the Mexicans and the Central and South Americans. I cannot for the life of me figure out why Americans can't see that. And you're right. You've got 50% dropout flunkout rate. We've got a 67% dropout flunkout rate. And as a teacher myself in Colorado, you cannot have critical thinking going on in a classroom where there's so much chaos of languages and simply the dumbing down of the curriculum to the degree that there's really nothing going on but what I used to call it back in the 70s, affirmative action grading. And then, of course, these
Right. Grading turns into a thing on character, not on anything academic. So just willing to put out any kind of effort to put out any kind of product. And that's the way it is in urban schools that are heavily affected by illegal immigration. And, you know, teachers are helpless. And that's the way apparently elites want it. What, you know, is interesting to me is how the population of Mexico went from 10 million in 1900 to 25 million in 1940 to 40 million in 1970. And now what is it today?
108 million. It's 108 million.
And how many tens of millions are here in the United States?
There are between 12 and 15 million Mexicans in this country right now, well over 10% of their entire population.
I would say that there's more than that.
Oh, yeah, that's the lowest figure.
It seems like there's that many between Northern and Southern California, to tell you the truth.
Oh, I know.
Well, if you use the government statistics, since 1986, they've been saying that 4 million come into our country. This is the government statistic, 4 million every year. So this is 21 years later. How many do we have? I would think it's safely to say 40 to 50,000, conservatively.
40 to 50 million.
Yeah.
The latest figures from thesocialcontract.com and the Summer Quarterly, between 30 and 38 million.
And I would say that that's probably pretty accurate.
They're pretty accurate.
They crowd housing so badly, and keep in mind, they have civil rights, and these civil rights organizations that represent them, which are, I believe, largely paid for by elitist organizations or the federal government, are defending them to the hilt, and people are afraid. Local governments are afraid. Local politicians are afraid. So they have put fear through the land, and that can't be in the land of the free. And already, it doesn't feel like I live in the land of the free. I'll tell you that right now.
That's much appreciated, John. I appreciate you calling in there and letting us give us a feeling of what's going on in Southern California. Have a good fall, and the best to you. We're going to go off to Buffalo Rick in Arizona. Buffalo Rick, you have a question of our guest tonight, Buck Younger.
Yes, I do. Buck, I don't know if Buck is aware, because of a Monday night miscommunication or not, but we're working directly with Rhea. I'm with Writers USA, and we're putting together a petition, a citizen's petition here locally, which will demand that our city council and mayor adopt the policies that have been suggested by the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association.
Yes.
And what it does, it changes some simple things. And what they say, we don't have a sanctuary policy, and I'm sure there's other cities around the country that get the same answer from their mayor. And we don't have a sanctuary policy. We have an operations order 1.4.3. It's the same thing.
Right.
They just give it a different name. And we're trying to fight this. And, you know, Buck and Rhea have been a major help here in the Phoenix area. And we've got to get people. You mentioned a while ago that we'll be outnumbered by 2050.
Easily.
no, sir, we will be dead. We will be dead because their whole agenda is to rid this country of the European invaders. And although they tell us that's a fanatical view, I'll guarantee you, Buck and I have been on the streets, and we have seen the gang members go by. We've watched the gang members carry crate after crate or a wagon full or a dolly full of ammunition for automatic weapons out of gun shows.
Yep.
And I'll guarantee you it is coming soon after what happened in Canoga Park on the 3rd.
Correct.
With the attack on the Patriot over there. It's really coming soon, and we were told over a year ago by a law enforcement officer that they're not going to do a damn thing until blood starts to flow. And I'm afraid we're getting way too close to that for comfort.
Well, Buffalo Rick, I have to agree with you because there's no question there's going to be civil confrontation. We have so many killings here in Denver, Colorado right now, the Hispanics, and of course none of them speak English, so they're not American Hispanics. These are Mexican Hispanics. We have 12,000 gang members, and they're locking and loading. And so at some point, you're going to see outright confrontation in these cities where their numbers are so great and their arrogance is so huge that it's going to get down to a confrontation with gunfire, and people are going to die. And that's the great crisis that that this president has brought upon us in the last 7 years, as he's done nothing to secure our borders. And you look at John McCain out there. I mean, this guy lost his brains in the prisons of South Vietnam. You've got Kyle, who's just a waste of a senator. And if you look at all of, if you look what's happened to Napolitano there, she's just disgusting.
We have a name for her. It's called Crappy Nappy.
Crappy Nappy.
And I'm the graphic artist who has put up some of the things with Kyle, giving us the finger. And my specialty is graphic art, so I specialize in T-shirts. And you can ask Buck. I don't really hold much back. In fact, I'm an equal opportunity salesperson when it comes to the immigration T-shirts, because I also offer T-shirts for the illegal immigrants that one of them states proud Mexican illegal immigrant. Another one says my back is still wet. And I offer them for sale on my website. Of course, they are $119.99 each. So they haven't been selling really fast, but the opportunity is there for them. If they want to show themselves as much as they did in those last marches, let them go ahead and show themselves, because right now here in Arizona, they're on the run, and from what I understand, in Oklahoma, they're on the run.
In Georgia, they're in the run.
And we have to keep it up. We have a business here in Phoenix that unfortunately has had to move, because so many illegal aliens were bombarding their building, urinating out in front of their building, defecating in the parking lot, trying to come in and use their facilities, bombarding them constantly. They couldn't get any business done. They had to move, and they had a guy next door who is obviously sympathetic to illegal aliens and has threatened them on many occasions, and the police tell them, avoid the man. They don't even approach the guy.
Hands-off policy.
You know, it's back off. And Buck and I have talked about going down, and the woman has a problem. Her husband leaves the shop because the customers will no longer come to the shop. So he has to go out and get the orders. Well, as soon as he leaves, she gets harassed by the neighbors. I told her, you call Buck and I down there, and if you've never seen Buck, Buck's about twice my size, and... you wouldn't want to run into Buck in a dark alley.
Now, Rick, what's your website again, just so people can get a chance to go to that?
If they want to visit the T-shirt site, it's cafepress.com/patriotsoutlet.
cafepress.com/patriotsoutlet. That's Patriots with an S.
Right.
Outlet. Well, thank you for bringing those comments up to us, and... I think besides Erfel, there's been five other Phoenix officers that have been killed by illegals in the last short history, if I remember correctly.
It's way too many. There's been a lot of false numbers floating around, but it seems that the definite number is that approximately seven out of ten have involved illegal aliens. Now, I can't tell you how far back that goes in date.
Yeah,
but there was some controversy over the numbers that were used, and that seems to be the number that came out as approximately seven out of the last ten. Whether it was shootings, whether they died or not, have involved
illegal aliens. 3 weekends ago, when we were having our fundraiser for Erfel, an officer got shot while we were having our fundraiser.
He had a bulletproof vest on, though, right? He didn't die.
Yeah, and I live in a very nice area of Phoenix, and that was less than a half a mile from my house.
Well, for those people in Iowa listening tonight, you got to get an understanding. Buffalo Rick is telling you what it's like. Certainly Buck Younger's telling you, and John out in California is telling you, and I'm telling you from Denver, Colorado. We're headed for some violent conflict with these illegals in New Mexico. I mean, New Mexico, they're stashing guns and stashing ammo. And that is the great crisis we face, the balkanization of the United States of America into a fractured country, because this president and this Congress and the last one before that have done nothing to serve this nation and the rule of law.
Brother.
We'll be right back after these comments. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us at Connecting the Dots. I get a lot of emails coming in over the show, and I want to just recognize Jeff Lewis. He's the national director of thefirecoalition.com, a fantastic site. Of course, Jason Rochek's been on the show. And, yes, Jeff Lewis, I'd love to have you on the show coming up here in another week or so. And I see Fire Coalition's doing just one heck of a great job. And Buck Younger is the new Arizona State Director for FireCoalition.com. That's all one word, FireCoalition.com. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the organizations that are not sitting around scratching their rear ends. They're not sitting there heeing and hawing. They're taking action. So join them. Join these honorable men and women that are taking action, TeamTancredo.org, because we are going to change the history of the United States of America toward a more sane, more viable, more sustained nation, because we're going to stop this nightmare, and these are the people you want to get to and get with. Jeff Lewis, the National Director of Fire Coalition. He's also the Project Director of Operation Body Count. He's the Project Director of Operation Fire and Ice. In the last few minutes, and we're going to have Jeff Lewis on the show. In fact, I want to have Jason Rochek, a man that I have great, great respect and admiration for, back on the show, because we need to really pump up the number of people joining and getting involved. In the minutes we have left, Buck, could you just give us an idea? Your Writers Against Illegal Aliens .com.
That's .com. And we've got a lot of links that are tied right in with that. I'll tell you what, folks, with Ray, this is what it boils down to. It don't matter if you ride a Harley, a Yamaha, a Bronco, or a pair of Nikes. You just got to have a heart for America and American heritage, because we're losing our American heritage. There's a lot of fine groups out there. You can go to my link, check it out, if find which one you're comfortable with, but you got to get involved. Rick, you just heard from him, Buffalo Rick. Him and I stood on many streets on the front line, and we started out with small numbers, and we've grown and we've grown. Rhea, Writers Against Illegal Aliens, is in five different states now, and we're growing. If you've got something, if you want to join, if I can get there, or if one of our people can get there, we'll get there and help you to start up a chapter. We're our own identity within the group. It doesn't matter who's on top, as long as you're going for immigration. Illegal immigration, as long as you're against that. There's a lot of groups out there. Some of them go there, and they won't even show up unless the camera's going to be there. Well, that's not what we're all about. We're here to fight, and we're here to fight the illegal immigration. There's nothing wrong if you come here legally, but if you come here illegally, you better pack your bags, because we're not going to give up on you.
And I'm standing right with you on this thing, Buck, and definitely Buffalo Rick's out there. I know Russell Pierce is one hell of a great patriot out of Arizona. Kathy McKee led a hell of a fight to get that, Project 200, I guess it was, and Proposition 200 moving, inspired the rest of the nation. Arizona, of course, inspired Colorado. Colorado is not fully in line at this point, but we're working on it. Certainly, Georgia has been fantastic with D.A. King. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your time in history. There were great doubts back in 1775, 1776. You could get killed. Those men back there and their women, they pledged their lives and their fortunes, and half of them got killed. You don't have to die just to join these organizations. You just simply have to be part of them so that your future for your children have a chance. And that's
get
in, why
get
we're
involved.
Thanking you.
I'll tell you what, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I seen Obama in Ottumwa, Iowa. I seen him out here in Phoenix. And he was saying how Mexico is a very poor country and we need to help them. That's not true. And he said he had a different venue when he was out here than when he was in Iowa. But let me tell you, Mexico is a very rich country.
I'm very
well.
Unfortunately,
they have like five or six families that control the whole country.
Right.
That we've had our revolution, they need to have theirs.
Buck, thanks for being a guest on the show tonight. We appreciate it. And we'll get back with you. And ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Connecting the Dots. Thanks for joining us. Again, RidersAgainstIllegalAliens.com and FireCoalition.com. Join up, be a part of the answer instead of the complaint. This is Frosty Wooldridge. Good night, Godspeed, and God bless.